we could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with the 1 Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get in the seat or visit a dealer near you.
Wildflowers have survived floods, drought, sandy soil, clay soil, and other extremes for millions of years. They're still around and offering tremendous assets to our ecosystems, including helping pollinators. Miriam Goldberger owns a wildflower farm in Canada and has written a book about the plant's benefits. She says from a scientific, ecological, and biological point of view, wildflowers are necessary for our native pollinators to survive. They provide the perfect pollen and nectar.
All the pollinators are evolutionarily linked together, the pollinators and the wildflowers, so that when you are only providing what they call alien plants, that is to say plants that aren't true wildflowers, to pollinators, you're essentially providing them low-grade nutrition or no nutrition.
Pollinators are attracted to familiar sights and scents, and while they're visiting wildflowers, they'll also pollinate your fruits and vegetables. Wildflowers are beneficial above ground, but they also improve what's under the dirt.
If you look at meadow ecosystems where the grasses have wide fibrous roots and the wildflowers have vertical roots that extend down into the soil, they function to do everything to improve the soil quality. And there's whole groups of wildflowers that thrive in pure clay soil called the clay busters. They break up soil, they add nutrients.
There are wildflowers to suit any soil type, and your garden doesn't have to look like a prairie to be beneficial. Showy plants such as blanket flower and coneflowers are stunning to see and loved by pollinators. Find the best wildflowers for your area at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As President Biden and former President Donald Trump prepare to debate next week, there is a lot of money being raised for their campaigns. Here's ABC's Em Nguyen.
Former President Trump and the RNC appear to have out-fundraised President Biden's campaign for a second consecutive month. The Biden's campaign and the DNC revealing they brought in $85 million last month, far short of the $141 million raised by Trump's political operation.
More than a dozen Supreme Court decisions are still to be handed down with just a week to go before the justices break for the summer. A big one yet to be announced, whether presidents, including Donald Trump, deserve absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for any actions taken while in office. The heat dome that stretches from the Missouri Valley and Great Plains up into the Northeast, leaving more than 100 million people sweltering, the weather leading to Amtrak problems along the nation's busiest rail corridor Thursday. This is ABC News. See here. A police chase turning into a shooting in Milwaukee. Cops tried to stop a vehicle in connection with the possible carjacking. At one point, the car backed up into a police cruiser. That's when another officer opened fire, hitting two of the six people inside. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman.
The gunshot injured suspects are an 18-year-old Milwaukee female who has life-threatening injuries, a 17-year-old Milwaukee male who has serious injuries. We are aware that the 18-year-old female was pregnant, and unfortunately, the baby did not survive.
The officer has been placed on administrative leave. Under arrest in Arkansas, Stacy Lee Drake, the man accused of four killings in Oklahoma and Alabama. He was found hiding in the woods after a nearly two-day manhunt. And an American swimming star nailing down a ring at the Olympic trials just after Lily King qualified for the games in her second event. Her boyfriend knelt down and proposed. King said yes, the couple both swimmers at Indiana University. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at USPS.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Showers and storms possible today, a high near 72. Some of those storms could have heavy rain. We're talking an inch or two of rain possible today. Another inch or two possible tonight with showers and thunderstorms, a low of 67. For Saturday, scattered storms and a high near 77. For Sunday, sunshine, 79. On Monday, mostly sunny and highs near 83. Right now, it's 62.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Two teens were seriously injured following a Thursday shooting involving police on a Milwaukee freeway. An officer opened fire on a vehicle connected to two armed carjackings after it drove into a construction zone, crashed into a squad car, and backed up in the direction of an officer. A Beloit police officer won't face charges following a deadly April incident. Officer Nicholas Rodenbeck fired six shots at a man identified as Michael Ward, who allegedly swung two swords near a woman and an officer trying to protect her. Ward was taken to a hospital where he later died. And a funeral mass for Marquette University President Michael Lovell was held Thursday. Lovell died during a pilgrimage to Rome at the age of 57 after a three-year battle with cancer. In 2014, he became the first layperson to become Marquette president after serving as the chancellor of UW-Milwaukee. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Who's ready to save a bucket load at Fleet Farm? Just buy one of our signature 5-gallon buckets for $3.99 and get 15% off anything that fits inside it. Save on Daiwa, Daredevil, and Trilane, DeWalt, and Milwaukee hand tools. Save on snacks, grilling gear, and more. Any qualifying products that fit in the bucket are 15% off now through June 26th. Our bucket sale is just another great way to save on everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Good morning, it's 7:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. Anabis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealers, Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. And Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. The Durand Police Department is warning residents of a phone scam. According to police, three businesses in Durand received calls yesterday from someone claiming that an employee was arrested and the business needed to bail them out. And another call claimed that an employee was involved in a crash and needed money. The caller tried to claim they were a Durand police officer. That is not the case. If you receive this type of call, do not give out any information and contact the Durand Police Department. Students at Keddie Woodlawn Elementary School will have a new principal next year. This week, the Durand, Arkansas School Board accepted the resignation of Principal Erica Johnson, who has been with the district for 13 years. Johnson thanked the board and the community for all of the support over the years.
This community is absolutely phenomenal. If you need anything, there are how many people standing at the door ready to help, and the amount of support and love that I have felt here has been tremendous, and that is truly my wish for the next leader coming in, is that they are given the amount of grace that I had to find their footing.
Johnson will be working with a new company to help prevent school violence across the nation. A Wisconsin woman is in the hospital after a motorcycle accident on I-90 in Olmsted County Wednesday. The Minnesota State Patrol says the driver of the motorcycle, 58-year-old James Girock of Whitehall, lost control in the westbound lanes of the interstate near milepost 228 in Dover. 56-year-old Angela Girock of Whitehall fell off the back of the motorcycle and was transported by helicopter to St. Mary's Hospital in Rochester with non-life-threatening injuries. We're starting to get some answers about a month-old killing in Trempealeau County. Prosecutors provided details yesterday about the May 15th killing in Ettrick. Investigators say the suspect in the case, Todd Geek, shot and killed the victim, Kyle Dahl, as he was driving home from his family farm. The prosecution's case doesn't say it outright, but it appears Geek didn't know Dahl, and investigators say that Geek shot Dahl for no reason. Dahl's body was found in a ditch off the highway, and the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department refused to release any other information about the case. Prosecutors say Geek told investigators he was, quote, on edge, unquote, and bothered by how Dahl was driving just before the shooting. The University of Wisconsin has rested its case against former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao, but no one's saying when the school will decide if he gets to keep his job as a professor. The university wrapped up a two-day disciplinary hearing yesterday. Gao was fired last year when his porn career came to light. Interim lacrosse chancellor Betsy Morgan says since then, the university has been the butt of jokes and has seen pushback from humiliated alumni, and even had one student ask for a new diploma without Gao's name on it. Gao pressed Morgan for examples of how he harmed the school's reputation, saying he helped bring in more students during his time as chancellor. Gao is trying to keep his job as a communication professor. Wisconsin's employment numbers are their highest in history. May's labor numbers show that the state had over 3 million people working. Department of Workforce Development Section Chief Scott Hodick said the continued low unemployment rate is good for workers. Over 3 million people are now employed in the state, and the unemployment level is at 2.9%, about a point below the national average. You're listening to WRDN News.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Annapus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Wisconsin is reporting a record-breaking number of home purchases so far this fiscal year. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority says it's closed 2,700 single-family home sales so far this year, more than doubling last year's home loan closures. During the entire 2023 fiscal year, 1,100 home purchases were completed. The previous record was broken in 2006. By the way, June is Wisconsin Home Ownership Month. Wisconsin will have its first annual Invasive Species Awareness Day. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the Awareness Day will be held on state park property Saturday. There'll be special events like guided hikes, educational programs, and field work focusing on removing or preventing invasive species across the state. The events are open to all ages. Closed-toed shoes, gloves, sunscreen, and plenty of water is recommended.
honoring Wisconsin's first woman lawyer. The Wisconsin Supreme Court announced Wednesday that the state law library will be named in honor of Lavena Goodell, the first woman lawyer in Wisconsin. Goodell was born in New York State and moved to Wisconsin in 1871. 3 years later, she was admitted to the practice of law by the Rock County Circuit Court. In 1875, she was denied the right to represent a client before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Goodell drafted legislation to guarantee women the ability to practice law in Wisconsin. By the way, that bill was signed into law back in 1877. A man who injured dozens of people in a 2022 boating crash in Oshkosh is convicted. A Winnebago County jury found 53-year-old Jason Lindemann guilty on 14 of 15 counts, including two felony charges of recklessly endangering safety and 11 counts of failing to provide aid after a crash. Lindemann crashed his powerboat into the side of a paddlewheel boat on the Fox River in July of 2022, then fled the scene despite pleas from passengers on his boat to go help people. Lindemann had been drinking while at the helm. He'll be sentenced in August. Deputies say two people are dead, another seriously injured in a four-vehicle collision in Dodge County on Wednesday. The Dodge County Sheriff's Department said a 17-year-old driver allegedly crossed the center line on State Highway 33 in Herman at about 1 p.m., which led to a chain reaction crash. Deputies say an 84-year-old man and a 79-year-old woman died. A Shorewood man was transported to a local hospital, but his condition was not available. Deputies say the collision is under investigation. No names or other information was released. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have you done anything to feel whole today? Did you get moving? Did you stay connected? Did you gift yourself a moment of peace? No matter what helps you feel whole, Advent Health is here to support you with world-class expertise and whole person care to keep you healthy and happy in body, mind, and spirit for your whole life. Feeling whole always begins at AdventHealth.com.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
The Wisconsin State Fair Cream Puff is turning 100 years old this year. For the first time, flavored versions of the traditional treat will be offered at the Wisconsin State Fair. Root beer float, raspberry cheesecake, and English toffee-flavored cream puffs will be served during different days, with a chocolate birthday cake variety on sale August 10th only. Only 1,924 flavored puffs will be available to fairgoers each day. The flavored cream puff schedule is available at the Wisconsin State Fair website. I don't know about you, but I'll take a dozen of the root beer float, please. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
The Minnesota Twins were unable to turn a ninth-inning comeback into a win after falling to the Rays 7-6 in 10 innings at Target Field. The Rays scored three runs in the top of the ninth to take a 6-2 lead, but Minnesota tied the game when Jose Miranda hit a two-out, three-run homer in the bottom of the frame. However, Johnny DeLuca had an RBI single in the 10th to put the Rays up for good.
Royce Lewis and Carlos Santana both homered for Minnesota. The Twins are in third place in the AL Central. Minnesota will send Chris Paddock to the mound against Oakland this evening. The Minnesota Lynx will go for their sixth win in a row when they host the Phoenix Mercury at the Target Center tomorrow night. The Lynx just beat the Atlanta Dream 68-55 at home on Wednesday. Minnesota is currently in third place in the WNBA at 12-3. Tomorrow's contest gets underway at 7 o'clock. A veteran player on the Milwaukee Bucks could be traded this offseason. The Ringer reports that Brook Lopez could be out in Milwaukee as Doc Rivers goes into his first offseason with the team as head coach. The Bucks want to play a more versatile style of defense, which led to the Lopez rumors. The center averaged 12.5 points and nearly 2.5 blocks per game last season. The Milwaukee Brewers will be without their rookie pitching phenom for the rest of the season. The team announced on Thursday that 25-year-old starting pitcher Robert Gasser will have Tommy John surgery next Monday. Gasser hasn't pitched since June 1st after being placed on the injured list with a left flexor tendon injury. He had the option to undergo a non-surgical repair that would have allowed him to pitch again this season, but he opted for Tommy John so that he could be 100% healthy when he returns. Gasser will be out for at least 12 months after going 2-0 with a 2.57 ERA and 5 starts with Milwaukee this season.
Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Tropic Rewards members to a free smoothie with bowl or food purchase. Order an app, online, or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply.
Ooh, I'm so ready for this weekend away with my girls.
Hey, hit the road. How about some free gas?
Free gas? How?
Try new Febreze car for some serious freshness and you can win gas for a full year. Visit Febreze.com to learn more.
Say less.
You may not win, but you're gonna have a fresh smelling whip.
Thanks, DJ Fresh. Now, how about some music?
Hey, yo, this next one goes out to New Febreze Car for giving you a chance to win free gas.
La 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 la. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 to enter in 73124. For rules on how to enter, visit Febreze.com.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
The Brewers let one slip away. Good morning, I'm Doug Russell with sports. In Anaheim, the Brewers did a lot of things well in beating the Angels in two of three games. But the Padres are a better club than the Angels are, and it showed last night in their series opener. San Diego jumped on Milwaukee starter Bryce Wilson early, scoring four times off of him in the first.
I wasn't super pleased with how he threw the ball, but he did get us some outs. A leadoff walk and 2-0-2 home runs put us really behind the eight ball, but to his credit, he came back and battled and gave us all he could. You know, got 15 outs for us. But again, five runs and 15 outs is not what we're looking for here. Three home runs.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy, but then his club did what they've been doing all season long. They just kept clawing back.
And Hoskins turns on one deep into left field. And it is over the head of Azokar. Bowers is in, and Reese Hoskins with a game-tying double.
Valley Sports Wisconsin with a play-by-play. Brian Anderson on the call. It was 6-6 in the ninth with two out. San Diego's Jake Cronenworth then hits the walk-off solo home run off of Yoel Piamps into the right field corner. 7-6 the final. The Padres with a win. Game two of the four-game series is tonight, starting at 8:40. Meanwhile, Brewers rookie left-hander Robert Gasser's season is over. He's opted to have Tommy John surgery. The procedure will happen on Monday. In his five major league starts, Gasser was 2-0 with a 2.57 ERA and a whip of just over one. Best case scenario is that he'll be back at this time next year. To football, former Packers All-Pro left tackle David Bakhtiari is a free agent for the first time. He's wondering what's next after three seasons that were besieged by injuries. Bakhtiari appeared on ESPN this week and was asked about his future.
When people do ask me, I do always tell them, like, where do you want to play? Where are you going to play next? I'm like, I want to play the next Super Bowl MVP. That's it.
Fair enough. But right now, he's just hoping someone will take a chance on his bad knees. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Tropic Rewards members to a free smoothie with bowl or food purchase. Order an app, online, or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise. No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures. It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Brought to you by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you.
Forecast for today, flood watch is in effect for the listening area today. We'll have showers and thunderstorms throughout the day today, and we'll have temperatures in the 70s. Could see one to one and a half inches of precipitation possible. Later on tonight, more showers and storms, and we could see some heavy rain once again. We'll have lows in the upper 60s. Do have showers and storms across the region this morning. Wabasha, Nelson, Pepin, Lake City, 64. Mondovi, Ogalle, 63. Plum City, 62. Rain, 63 here at WRDN with Dirk Bentley.
I took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon. A couple tickets all-inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy, 'cause I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty mini bottles filling both our trays. I'm getting drunk on a plane. Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. This is some sexy lady pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition. Got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, may never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They all know why I'm getting drunk on a plane. This date marked on the calendar forever. We take that new wet limo airport ride together. I feel like a plastic groom alone there at the top of the cake. So hey, I'm getting drunk on a plane. Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got this 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is something sexy, leaning, pouring coke and whiskey. Told her about my condition. Got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, I may never come down. I'll try anything to drown out the pain. They all know why I'm getting drunk on a plane. To first class, so I can drink that cheap champagne out of a real glass. And when we land, I'll call her up and tell her, kiss my ass. 'Cause hey, I'm drunk on a plane. Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a G6. Stewardess is some sexy lady pouring coke and whiskey. Got a little mile high flight attention. It's Mardi Gras up in the clouds. I'm up so high, may never come down. I'll try anything to
think about you. Stay and drink this beer, and you'll be mine. I think about you. When an actress on the movie screen plays Lolita in some old man's dream, it doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. When I see a pretty woman walking down the street, I think about you. Men look her up and down like she's some kind of tree. Oh, I think about you. She wouldn't dare talk to a stranger. Always has to be aware of the danger. Doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold. Say it's never gonna change, I think about you. Like it's some kind of joke, some kind of game. Girl, I think about you. When I see a woman on the news who didn't ask to be abandoned or abused, it doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. 8 years old,
Country Fried. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Calls my
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Laney Wilson, Hang Tight Honey, 735. I'm Brian Winnekins, and good morning. And coming up next hour, we'll have birthdays, anniversaries. If you have a birthday or anniversary you would like us to announce, you can give us a call, 715-672-8989. You can also visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. Also next hour at about 8:40 or so, we're going to be talking with Randy Kohler. He had a chance to take a tour of the Kemp's Milk Bottling Plant in Cedarburg earlier this week. There's some really cool things about that plant that I never knew about. We're going to talk with Randy a little bit about that this morning at about 8:40. Also, at about 9:15 this morning, we'll wrap up our spotlight on Marbeck Dairy, the host of the Buffalo County Dairy Breakfast on Saturday, and we'll wrap up our spotlight with them coming up again this morning at about 9:15. The space shuttle did come through Durand yesterday on its way to Menominee, and then from Menominee it's going off to in St. Croix County to a facility there. It's right now in Menominee. But it came through 3 o'clock or so yesterday, I guess. I was in the middle of doing a bunch of different things, so I missed it. But it did come through town, Highway 10 to Highway 25 and Highway 25 North. Now, there's a couple of pictures on our website of the space shuttle coming through yesterday. I think the folks over at O'Galley Cheese managed to snap a picture of it as it was going down Highway 25. So you can check that out again at our Facebook page this morning. Also, if you missed the 7 o'clock news, we got scammers making phone calls here in Durand. Some Durand businesses received some phone calls yesterday. The caller claiming to be with the Durand police, and an employee's been in an accident and needs money, or the employee's been arrested and needs bail money and all of that. That is a scam. Just hang up. Don't give out any information. Let the police department know about that, though, as well. But so keep that in mind. Yeah, they're trying to, you know, if they just actually got a job and worked as hard at the job as they do trying to scam people, they'd probably make a lot of money. And it's legal, too. Just saying. No, I'm not the smartest guy in the shed, but still, really. If you missed our interview with Max Armstrong on the Red Power Roundup that's going on right now in Spencer, Iowa, that is on our podcast page right now at realcountry1430.com. And you can check that out there. Just go to the podcast page at the website, and that's already been posted, but a pretty cool conversation with Max. Chippewa River is on the rise due to all the rain.
Wind and rain, wind and rain.
Never stop. It doesn't look like it, and we have flood watches in effect. Details with our forecast coming up.
Celebrate June Dairy Month by stopping at O'Galley Cheese for their Dairy Month special. For the whole month of June, get $1 off per pound of these delicious, flavorful cheeses. Banana Pepper Monterey Jack, Cappuccino Monterey Jack, Garlic Pesto Monterey Jack, Sweet Fire Mango Monterey Jack, Morel and Leek Monterey Jack, Bruschetta Monterey Jack, and Mediterranean Cheddar. These cheeses will make your taste buds dance. Special is good in-store and online at O'Galley Cheese. Cheese.com.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Are you having a party or event and need a place to rent? Well, why not try the Riverview Community and Senior Center in Durand? That's right. The Riverview Community Center is available to rent for individuals or groups. The center has a kitchen, tables, and chairs that you can use for your event. There's parking for your guests, and the cost is very affordable. A minimum of 2 hours is required. Call 672-4101 for availability. The Riverview Community and Senior Center, 606 West Madison Street, Durand.
Forecast for today, flood watch is in effect. Showers and thunderstorms throughout the day. Some of these storms may produce heavy rain, 1 to 1.5 inches of rain possible. Highs mid-70s, east winds at around 10. Tonight, 90% chance of thunderstorms. Again, heavy rain possible, lows upper 60s. Tomorrow, a 90% chance of showers and storms again. Some storms could produce heavy rain. Highs mid-70s. Currently here in downtown Durand, rain 63 with Florida Georgia Line. And cruise, it's 740.
Baby, you a song. You made me want to roll my windows down and cruise. South Georgia water, thought, oh good Lord, she had them long tan legs, couldn't help myself, so I walked up and said, well, baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit, but look at sipping on Southern and singing Marshall Tucker. We were falling in love in the sweetheart of summer. She hopped right up into the cab of my truck and said, fire it up, let's go get this thing stuck. Baby, you a song, you make me wanna roll my windows down and cruise down a back road, blowing stop signs through the middle, every little farm town with you in this brand new Chevy with a lift kit, but look ahead. And grabbed my guitar and strummed a couple chords and sang from the heart. Girl, you sure got the beat in my chest bumping. Hell, I can't get you out of my head.
Losing it. Some folks
the time that the firemen come. They just put out the flames and took down some names and sent me to the county home. About your revolution, it's Independence Day.
Keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Justin Moore, Why We Drink 750. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Spring Valley Stagehands Community Theater will be performing the Beauty and the Beast And this will be July 11th through the 13th, July 16th, and July 18th through the 20th at 7 p.m. And this will be at the Spring Valley Community Theater in Spring Valley. And for more information, just visit their website. Well, an iconic fast food restaurant in Hollywood, California is shutting down for good. After 55 years of operation, Arby's on Sunset Boulevard closed over the weekend. Ugh. The owner said she'd been struggling to keep the place open since the pandemic. New minimum wages and other required expenses just made it not able to keep the restaurant open. Oh, I always liked going there. Now, I used to work at an Arby's when I was in high school for a while. Beef and cheese, beef and cheese, beef and American cheese, not the beef and cheddar. Beef and American cheese. I always like that.
Don't miss the 2024 Northern Wisconsin State Fair, July 10th through the 14th. On Thursday, July 11th, it's Grammy nominee and CMA award winner Lee Bryce on the Riding Cougars main stage. Tickets are selling fast at NWSFA.com. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe on June 21st for National Smoothie Day. We're treating our Tropic Rewards members to a free smoothie with bowl or food purchase. Order an app, online, or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to our Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply.
Why is Navage perfect for allergy sufferers? Rhino Systems Medical Director Dr. Howard Levine explains.
If someone's exposed to allergens, they can get rid of those immediately by washing out the nose. Navage works by pulling saline in one nostril through the nose and out the other nostril, sucking out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs. Experience on-the-spot relief so you could breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier.
Navage is available at Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or online at Navage.com. Navage, breathe easy.
When life spells heartburn, how do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S.
What about when life spells spicy wings?
It's still R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Rolaids, powerful heartburn relief. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Way back on the radio dial, the fire got lit inside a bright-eyed child. Every note just wrapped around his soul, from steel guitars to Memphis, all the way to rock and roll.
TV diet guru lies. Good morning, honey. Go to work, make up, try to keep the balance up between love and money. She used to tie her hair up in ribbons and bows, sign her letters with X's and O's. Got a picture of her mama in heels and pearls. She's trying to make it in her daddy's world. She's an American girl. An American girl. Slow dance, second chance, mama needs romance and a living maid. The sink, mow the yard, really isn't all that hard if you get paid. She used to tie